Blog Talk Radio.
Is he dead? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
If you must know, I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talk.
What's the deal? The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy, L Boogie. Man. What we gonna do, man? It's week 10 of the NFL, but before we get started and I get to talking all that, put the deal, T-Ro. How you doing, sir? How was your weekend? It was a beat down in Tallahassee, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, you know what it is. Them boys just doing what they normally do, but you know what? They wasn't even in Tallahassee. They was on the road. In Tuscaloosa. Oh, that Tuscaloosa you're talking. I thought you meant Winston James. You know, they put an ass kicking on Wake Forest. But talking about Roll Tide Roll, man, them boys down there in Alabama took care of business. But I must say, we can get a Mad Hatter and LSU Tigers a handful of credit because they came to play. It was just that, you know, one team just stood stronger than the other one. And, you know, it was just, it was great to see, you know what I mean? And everything is everything with that. But here's what I'm going to, I know that we had a lot of games and everything like that. But yeah, this BCS gonna be funny looking at the end, and we gonna have our hands up again at the end of the season talking about why. But we gonna see. Here's the time to nit the gritty for the college coming on down to the end, and it's getting great. But you know what it is, man. I want to say what's up to the people out there checking us out. Everybody checking us out on the web. Happy Veterans Day to all my veterans. My daddy, I'm pretty sure L Pops was a vet. You know what I'm saying? All my young cats that I know that are veterans that are serving right now, big ups to you, man. I stand up and salute you. Big Zach, you know, he was in the Navy for those that didn't know. I'm a Southside homie. You know what I'm saying? Big homie, stand up. You know what I'm saying? I salute you. You know what I'm saying? This is your day, man. We'll do breakfast or something tomorrow. I should have did it with your ass this morning, but I couldn't get up. You know what I'm saying? But it's all gravy train. But to all the vets out there, L Boogie, you know, we got a base out here, the Luke Air Force Base, man, so we get to see a lot of these guys walking through the mall, see them at different sporting events and concerts and things like that. So we get an opportunity to say, you know, thank you to some of these guys that are out here. So, you know, for those that I don't get to see, big ups to you, man. Happy Veterans Day. And, you know, what's up with you, L Boogie? Hey, wait a minute. Juel, I see you, baby. You know what I'm saying. You and Ricochet rolling hard. You know what I mean? But, yeah, L Boogie, how was your weekend, baby? How was your weekend this weekend?
Oh, man, weekend was great, man. Shout out, man, to Rudy Ray Marr, man, my cousin, man, from the Lou. He's, you know, transported to Cleveland, man. His birthday was Sunday. And shout out to my pops, man, the real Big Meeks, man. His birthday is today. He turned 6'7". You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to Big Meeks. You know what I mean? And I also want to give a shout out, man, to all the street veterans who put in their work and who also, you know what I'm saying, made it through for their family and everything. Shout out to the street vets. You know what I mean? But let's get to the recap of the NFL. Game last night, bro. The Cowboys went into New Orleans and had 43 plays compared to 41st downs by the Saints. Now, if you're the Cowboys, you're 5-5. Now the division has gotten really tight. Are you concerned going forward? You're 10-10. You're 5-5, 500 going into your bye week. Are you guys going to win that conference? I don't want to hear it. Tell me this. Are you going to win it?
Of course we're going to win it. I mean, I just don't understand why everybody all up in here. I understand why. Because it's the Dallas Cowboys. But if you're a true Dallas Cowboys fan, you knew you didn't have a shot at winning that game against New Orleans anyway coming into the game. It's not that I'm not a fan, that I don't want to win. It's just that, just the way the team has been playing the last 7-8 years. So we don't get all hyped and get all like, oh, we're going to beat this team, man. We knew who we was playing. Hell, Drew Brees is only 8 yards away from having it, you know, the Cowboys 5th 400-yard passer in one season. We done already broke records. Our defense ain't nothing, man. We do not have a defense in Dallas. I would have accepted Rob Bryant's defense, but we got Lane Kiffin. It ain't nothing we can do about that. It is what it is. And what the fuck is a cover two? I don't understand it. I don't like it. But, you know, it's just something that, you know, you got to go with, because this is what Jerry Jones, this is what my owner wants. See, we have a team where everything goes through the owner. See, we don't have general managers and people playing their part. We don't have that in Dallas, man. So you learn to accept your role as a fan. And this, there wasn't no big expectations. If we'd have won, I'd have been happy. But if you'd have noticed all season, we win one, we lose one. We 500. Believe me, we all right. We are okay. Thank you, Coach Sean Payton, for pulling the reins in the third quarter. But it just goes to show you this. Two people to go down can show you how bad a defense can be when they're not in. our linebacker number 50, Sean Lee, went down with a hamstring. And DeMarcus Ware, bless his heart, he keeps trying to go hard, but he can't go harder than he already going, man. And it did cost him again with the hamstring. So we go from a quad to a hamstring injury with our best player on defense. And then Sean Lee, who is right up there with DeMarcus Ware, pulls a hamstring. So our defense ain't going to be nothing, man. It just going to score a lot of points. Thank God for the bye week. You know what I mean? And it is what it is, man. 8-8, I told you this before, man. 8-8 is going to win the division. 9-7 going to win the division. And it's going to be the Cowboys this year. Everybody keep talking about Watson and what. I don't want to hear that. Everybody want to talk about the Eagles? Don't want to hear it. Everybody want to talk about the Giants? Come on now. So it's the Cowboys year this year, and we're going to win the division, whether people who – if you're a Cowboy hater, okay, that's fine. But come to the realization that the Cowboys are going to win the NFC division. The NFC East division this year. I can't speak what's going to happen later.
Well, there you have it. Now, let's keep it rolling. Cam Newton going up to San Francisco, candlestick.
No, hold on. You wait a minute. You just say go get on my boys and then let your boys escape. That ain't how it happened here on the street. You want to talk about my team? We going to talk about the Green Bay Packers next.
I was going to get to them. I was just reading down my list. But if you want to talk about it, I tell you this. Right now, give me a minute. Now, let me tell you about my guys. We can't stop a nosebleed, first of all. That's even with Aaron Rodgers. Now that he's out of the equation and we have Seneca Wallace, he comes in. He hasn't played it so long. The first drive, he pulls a groin. Are you kidding me? Then we come in with a guy that we never heard of. Are you serious?
Scully.
Yeah, it's not looking good for us at all. You're talking about winning division and talking about the NFC North, the way it looks. One team is going to win a division, and one team maybe gets into the playoffs as a wild card. But it looks like we're going to be outside looking in. I hate to say it. We won't be playing in frigid weather. We will be planning for warm weather if this continues. On defense, did you see the touchdown catch that Deshaun Jackson got? It's supposed to have been a pick, and it bounced into his hand. It was worse than the Hail Mary in Baltimore, I tell you.
Man, let me tell you, man. It's just bad to see defenses of where we come from or what our teams are used to playing. It's sad to see, you know, what's going on right now. And I tell you what, man, Lane Kiffin, it's a bad situation for the Kiffin family, man, I tell you. And Jerry Jones, you believe in that? Man, just the way the season goes, man.
I think Drew Brees put a little mustard on that victory for Rob Ryan to let him know it doesn't matter who's the coordinator. It's still going to be, you know, a nosebleed. So the Cowboys, you say they're going to win their division. The Green Bay Packers, we're NBG right now. As we speak today, we're NBG. Nothing but garbage. We in the backyard. This is going to be a tough November. All I want I don't want a big booty girl like 2 times. All I want for my birthday is a W. And Aaron Rodgers back in his suit. That's what I want for my birthday. I need discount double check. Center. But speaking of new teams on the rise, Cam Newton goes up the candlestick, wins his 5th game in a row, a ugly victory, 10-9. Are they pretenders or contenders? They held Colin Kaepernick to 91 passing yards. In the second half, they had a total of 46 yards, San Francisco. Do you think Carolina will make the playoffs this year now that they won 5 in a row and they have a quality victory and they're going to play New England next week? What do you think about the Panthers right now, Ro?
Man, I'm going to tell you this, man. You know, I heard you say that the game was ugly. That wasn't ugly, man. That was beautiful. Did you see how the Carolina Panthers defense stepped up yesterday and put it on what is to be a top five team in all of football? Did you see what the defense for the Carolina Panthers did yesterday, man? Whoa. Now, I must admit, I didn't think Cam Newton was going to bring the poise to bring the Superman and bring that type of intensity to the game. Yes, he could have done better, but he got the W for the first time in 2 games over 500. Are they going to make the playoffs? The playoffs? Come on, L Boogie. Boys just going to, they just might be the team that's going to be spoiling some people's dreams this year. You know what I'm saying? Because you cannot tell me that you do not like the way Cam Newton has taken over his position for his team. At the beginning of the year, we were talking about the coach needed to be fired. And that was only after they first lost. We talked about things need to be changed in Carolina. But look at what they're doing now. 5 in a row, Cam Newton standing up strong, and that rushing game ain't no punk. Them boys come with it. And like I mentioned, the defense and that the front folk, come on, L Boogie. You saw the game yesterday. Go front. San Fran, they did what they were supposed to do, but they just couldn't get in the end zone. But you saw what happened yesterday. San Fran stepped up as much as they could, and they tried. But poor old Colin Kaepernick, he was getting chased like he was in, like he was the banana in the monkey cage. Boy, they was after him. And, man, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was just something good to see, man. But I was much, much delighted to see the Carolina Panthers defense do what they did yesterday. So I give it up to Carolina. I'm surprised, dog. I didn't pick you, but, hey, Cam, I got you from here on out, baby.
Wow. And to all my Cleveland Brown fans out there, you still have a chance. The Cincinnati Bengals throws the Hail Mary in Baltimore, the last play of the game, down 7 points. Score was 10-17. And you know the golden rule. Knock it down.
Knock it down.
What did they do? They tipped it to A.J. Green. Speaking of A.J. Green, he has a record, Ro. Magic number of 4. He has 4 game-winning or tying touchdowns of 50-plus yards in the fourth quarter or overtime.
Damn. That's what you call efficient.
Just efficient. Throw it up. But it was to no prevail. Marvin Lewis went for it on 4th and 2. They didn't get it. Not only did they get it, they lost yards. And Baltimore wins the game in overtime. Another division that people have a chance. At 3-6, Pittsburgh is down 2 games. Still 6 games to go, Ro. Still 6 games to go in that tight race. Because we know that either Kansas City or Denver is going to get the wild card. One team is 9-0, one team 9-1. So just think, one of those teams is going to get the wild card. Everybody
right.
else is playing for either their division or that last wild card. Street question of the night before we go to commercial. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the Miami Dolphins. You've heard it in the streets. Now, let me ask you this question, Ro. Street question of the night. Which locker room has the most turmoil? You have one that is 4-4 with the Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin soap opera, and you have one locker room that's grumbling about the coach that's 0-8. Which locker room is the worst right now, in your opinion?
You know what, man? That's a great question, L Boogie. I gotta really think about it. I thought I was gonna have a swift tongue with a quick answer on that one, but I mean, and you think about it, you got one team that's over, and then you got another team that's kind of got one guy, you know, one guy locker room all up in him over something we don't even really know what's going on. I mean, damn, can it be a tie? Can I say 50-50? I mean, it is kind of crazy, man. You know, and both teams in Florida. That's crazy.
Exactly.
I would actually go with Miami, because even though Tampa Bay hasn't won a game yet, you know, there's still hope that you can win a game. With the Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin situation, it's just too much information out there. And believe me, you know, we were calling Richie Incognito a racist, and, you know, he's this, he's that. But after seeing what I saw yesterday on Fox Sports with him doing the interview, I mean, like I said on Friday, I just got to wait. I might be owing this guy an apology when it's all said and done. You know what I mean? So it's just out of hand. But I would say Miami's, because it's so out there in the news. You know what I'm saying? So what, you haven't won a game, but your locker room isn't. You just talking about getting the coach out of there. You know what I mean? You're not talking about, you know, this guy said this, and we got this situation we've never had before in a locker room. And yeah, it's just too much. So I would say Miami is distraught right now, more than Tampa. So I would say Miami. Who you think? Who has the most wrecked locker room right now, in your opinion?
My opinion, the most wrecked locker room is the locker room with no victories. when you don't have a victory, and you know you don't have a chance to make, you've lost 8 games. And 9 times out of 10, you will not go .500. You might not win over 4 games this year. And the way you've been losing, there's been grumblings and bumblings before Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito situation, Tampa Bay locker room with Darrell Revis talking about the coach. Then they had the situation, if it wasn't for, well, I'm going to go again, for the Miami situation, remember, Josh Freeman was extra whacked. You want to talk about locker rooms?
Right.
So to me, the good thing that Miami has going for them is they have a chance. They're 4-4. They might can, you know, winning cures all. You know what I mean? But when you're 0-8 looking for one, and you lightweight King stand the coach because the streets is talking, I think it's that locker room, Tampa Bay's. Because listen to this. Everybody know what it is down in South Florida. They just don't want to say it because of all these rights and things going on. Oh, we know. Let's be honest. So,
yeah, you didn't cost the guy his job. You know what I'm saying? This dude is out of football for nothing because you wanted to be so soft. See, that's why I say Miami, because it's just out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, everybody knows. I mean, yeah, you know, Josh Freeman tried to put it out there as if he was the victim. You know what I'm saying? But this right here in Miami, man, that was heavy, you know? And we still waiting to see what Jonathan Martin got to say, because if he come out and pull a Jason Collins on us, man, I'm going to tell you, it's going down. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, man. I just don't understand that, dog.
As we go to commercial, I'm going to say this. Is it bringing more clarity or more confusion as more information comes out? Pose the question to the streets. This is the street question of the night. as we go to commercial break. Which locker room is in more turmoil? The Miami Dolphins or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Give us a call, 347-855-8896, Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more NFL, but we're going to get into the NCAA and Alabama putting a beat down at home on LSU. What happened? What happened, Mad Hatter? You got me looking bad in the streets right now. For T-Row, Jewel, the GSL Bookie, let's go. The Streets Talk, Sports Talk Show. Oh!
Knocking on the door, don't let the devil in. Lord knows that boy that been about it. Lord knows that boy will catch a body. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Phone ringing, gotta be the Mexican. Being dead broke is the root of all evil. Get money, my nigga. Do good with your people. I got the calico, I got the dynamite. If they wanna do it big, pick a time tonight. Back to these bitches falling with my timeline. Back to these crackers falling with my timeline. Got the phone tapped, I think I'm being followed. Touch them with the Holy Ghost. Can you hear me, Father?
Father, please protect me from brokenness. Bitch ass niggas, bitch ass bitches too. Yeah.
They say I'm getting money. Must
away.
Be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti. He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil
in.
He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil in. They say I'm getting money. Must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Ferrari. He knocking on the door. Don't let the devil
in.
He knocking on the door, don't let the devil
in.
Work, that's all my niggas working with.
Work,
that's all my niggas working with. My teacher told me that I was a piece of shit. Seen her the other day, driving a piece of shit.
Work,
exactly what I'm screaming, ho. Certified, 8-digit nigga, triple beaming, ho. You talking to the Holy Ghost. I'm smoking till I overdose. When I fuck, she let her pussy soak. Even my lawyer be asking, is it dope?
Woo!
Never break the code, shot me with a million votes.
Woo!
I'm forever dope, touched by the Holy Ghost.
You see, they hate what they don't understand. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
The streets is
they
talking
say
sports
I'm
talk show with a
must
twist of hip hop. Man, along with Jewels and T-Row, I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, we recapping the NFL tonight. Also, we're going to recap the NCAA over the weekend. And the BCS standings has, you know, just come out. And talk a little bit about the big football NCAA games that are coming tomorrow evening, 1-2, 4-5. Woo! They starting early.
About time. We ain't had this in years. This
everybody's been Cupcake City, huh?
Yeah, we need this. Start it out early. Get them losses out the way so we can see you go on 25-game rush. You know, 25-win game streak.
Man, it's going to be crucial. So let me ask you this, bro. Let's jump into the NCAA. Les Miles goes up to Tuscaloosa. I'm sorry. It's 17-17. And we all know, as coaches, you've coached before football as well. When Nick Saban called a timeout on 4th-and-2, wouldn't you think he's setting up for a fake punt because he called a timeout? If he wanted to just punt it, he would have just took the flag, 4th-and-7. What happened, Les? I thought you were going to come with the trick plays and the fake punts, and lo and behold, Nick Saban comes out to Woodworth. After that fake punt, Omo, that's what we call momentum, Omo took over. It was over with. What do you think about that victory? Was it impressive?
It was nothing different than what I told you. The stats prove, man. There's not going to be another team to score over 17 points other than Johnny Money against the University of Alabama. The mobile quarterbacks are difficult for them to figure out. But they won't see another one of those until the national championship when they meet up against Florida State. And I think that's when they're going to have their hands full. But it was nothing different than what I told you. It kind of surprised me that LSU was hanging around for so long. But, you know, in the end, 38-17 says it all. You know what I mean? But it was a hell of a game. It was just that, you know, like we were talking about, coaching and play calling kind of decided that game late. And the better team won. But, yeah, I thought the Mad Hatter would have had some different tricks up his sleeve, especially scoring first and early, having the lead early, you know, but he didn't do that. He kept playing football, and then, you know, later on in the second half, it cost him. So, you know, big ups to Nick Saban, Roll Tide. I don't see those guys really losing. Hey, big ups to A.J. McCarron, man. I want to give that guy a special shout-out tonight because, you know, nobody really checks that guy and gives him his due, but he just seems to just steadily moving forward, man, and hasn't lost a game in quite a while. Quite a while, thanks to Johnny Money. Continue to do his thing, and I just hope that it carries over to the NFL, the next level, how good he looks, how mature he looks playing the quarterback position for Alabama. So, hey, A.J. McCarron, man, you get a thumbs up for me this weekend, buddy.
Oh, A.J., doing his job. Just do your job. And that's what they did. They man. But let me ask you this. Stanford, only one lost team in the top five. You know, Ohio State's back to number three. Do you think, does any of those guys have a chance of getting there? I mean, let's just say this, hypothetically speaking. We know that Florida State and Alabama holds their ticket to Pasadena. The other teams, Ohio, Stanford, Baylor, do you think that just if any one of those teams lost between Alabama and Florida State, that Baylor could possibly play for the national championship if they run the table?
Of course. That's all you have to do in this game, especially this year. Going to be the last one of them all, and then next year we'll have the playoff. So as far as the system goes, you know how the system works, L Boogie. That those numbers can play tricks. So I believe that Baylor, if they have, you know, an undefeated record and run the table, I believe they could be the one to get in there with a one-loss SEC team. But, you know, the conference championships are where it's really going to get tricky, L Boogie, I believe, because – you know, anything can happen in a conference championship. Get too high, get too low. You don't want to do too much. But, you know, that can be one of the games that could be a letdown game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Alabama has to play Auburn in the Iron Bowl at the end of the season. You know what I mean? You know, Florida State has to play Florida. Anything could happen, even though Florida's looking like they're kind of down. But you never know. The rivalry of that game could, you know, make it tighter or make something happen other than what we need to happen. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the Pac-12 having their first conference championship games, you know, you never know what could happen. So we'll see, man, Big 12 championships. So we will see. Those championships kind of can also play spoiler for those who are trying to run the tables and, you know, do the right thing. But we just have to wait until that time. But if Baylor run the table, yeah, they should if they're undefeated. But you never know. We've had situations where there have been undefeated teams and haven't made it to the bowl game. You know what I mean? To the national championship game. Let me say that.
Well, could there be a possibility if between Florida State and Alabama, when they play, and they, you know, one of those teams loses, and Baylor wins their BCS bowl game, could it be co-champs Has there ever been a BCS co-champ?
No, and it won't ever be. That's why they have the number one and the number two. And it's the last season for it, and they don't want that either. So that's why they let the numbers decide who would be, you know, the outright. So
numbers never lie.
Wow. Yeah, man. But
so let me ask you this. We're going to stick to college football, another question. Has the Heisman Trophy just come down to a two-man race between Johnny Manziel and Jameis, you know, famous Jameis, you know, Winston?
As of right now, man, I mean, the only reason that is because people really don't want Johnny to win another Heisman because of the antics that cost him, that he did over, you know, after the Heisman. But, you know, these people got to open their eyes and see what Johnny is doing. This guy putting up numbers, man, better than what he had last season. And that's scary, man. If you want to, you know, hold your grudge against him for what he's done, you know, after he won the Heisman, come on, man, that comes with the territory. You mean you're going to give me some tickets so I can sit front row at the finals? Yeah, I'm going to take those tickets. I don't know what 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I get to hang out with Drake this weekend? Why not? You know what I'm saying? Telling me that I can't? I mean, he called me to ask, hey, we got a mutual agreement. You know, we got a mutual friendship. So now this dude is one of my peeps. So, I mean, they just gotta calm down with all of the excitement that he brought on himself over the summer. But come on, man, you got to separate the two. The dude is the best talent in college football. He's the best talent, dog, and bar none. I'd give it up to Famous Jameis, but Famous Jameis got a team, got a squad, like an A-plus offense and an A-plus defense. You know, Texas A&M don't have that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Texas A&M defense can't stop a nosebleed.
You know what I'm saying? So I just and Florida State have they got a stable of running backs with the Florida speed that can take off on you, shake you, and you know what it is with that 4.1 speed, El Boogie. You ain't seen that before.
Sticking in the state of Florida, did you see Miami? The U. You know what the U stands for, Ro? Guess what the U stands for?
Holler at me. What it stand for?
Unacceptable. The U stands for unacceptable. You're losing to Virginia Tech at home.
Bad.
What's going on down there? Did we just take your heart and you just gave up on the season? I thought you were going to see us in the ACC championship, T-Nick. I thought that you was going to see us, but I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's
that was
over.
Us.
Over.
Virginia Tech? Virginia Tech? Come on, man.
In the rain.
I saw you on Juice Jones.
In the rain.
Yeah, that was ugly. I can't believe Virginia Tech got away with that one. But that's the old U. I guess they were still bumming the loss for Florida State the week before. It's all good.
The U stands for unacceptable. They didn't look like the U.
It didn't.
That was very surprising. Watching them go down like that and their inspiration of a BCS game is out the window. It's over. Fresno State, the bracket buster, they might get in. Northern Illinois, they might get a BCS bowl.
Oh, no, they got a lot of work to do. Their schedule and their conference don't favor them to be as high as 12, so I don't see them really getting any further up than what they're doing right now. But, yeah, I mean, Fresno, I just don't understand. that conference is, I'm not going to say it's weak, but it's not up to where, you know, where it needs to be. But, hey, you get your wins, you get your wins. You know, they got David Carr, little brother over there, trying to do his thing. And we'll see if he can manage to get them a little bit higher than 16. Aren't they 16 right now?
No higher than 16?
I don't think they'll get no higher than 12, but I think they're ranked 16 right now or 14 or something like that. But they won't get any higher than 12, even if they do win all the games. But they're going to lose one. Them suckers down to lose one.
Early.
Big, it's crazy because they still have to play the games. And remember, we're dealing with flagellants. I mean, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Very fraudulent, you know, minds and 18 to 22-year-olds playing this football.
Right.
So you never know what could happen with elements, speaking of weather, injuries. Anything can happen. So it's going to be very interesting these last 3 weeks leading up to conference championships. So, you know, right now in the driver's seat with the BCS computer points, Florida State and Alabama, if they should, you know, go down, it's going to just shake up the world. So there you have it.
Yeah, man, and I can't wait to college for another big game here that we have coming up on Thursday, you know what I mean? Let's see if Clemson can try to move back up into the top five, top six. You know, they have a big game against Georgia Tech at home on Thursday night. Who you got in that game? You think Georgia Tech can control the run game and disturb Clemson's little offensive strategy?
That's going to be the key, the offensive defensive line. Who's going to prevail? If you get Georgia Tech down early, you know they like to run the ball with that wing T and an old fashioned run game. So it's going to be very interesting who can contain the line of scrimmage. But I'm going to go with Clemson with the explosiveness of Sammy Watkins and Taj Boyd. I think they're going to, you know, prevail, and they want to, you know, try to at least playing a BCS game and have a showdown with South Carolina, the king of the South, Carolina, that is.
Right.
So you already know. The streets is talking, sports talk show with its twisted hip-hop. If you want to call in, give us a call, 347-855-8896. If you want to fly us a kite, get in the asylum and speak your mind from a street perspective, just press 1. Or if you want to blog on, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Man, and we on Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NCAA basketball. The big game's coming up tomorrow night. What I'm looking for in some players. And then we also going to talk a little bit about this NBA. Let's do it, bro.
Start that on the back from that west coast. Brought back some of that best smoke. Roll up, let's smoke. We down south on that west dope. Got an OZ of that OG. And ain't shit for sale. I'm smoking like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Yeah, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a bet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. Them hog niggas so clever. Trendsetters stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber. At home known as a heavy clubber. Through Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. About to smother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Smoking hot, going through, smoking hot.
Chrome. Killer Cali gon' get blown, a couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab, that candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up, we come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that Swisher house, that Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot, stay doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blades in 84s, but catch me up in them super pokes. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes, we move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it, real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chips, really hit these licks, and I really came through when hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white, put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype, so we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV, but I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3, can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw, flyest motherfucker that you ever had saw. Style so rad, cause I'm that rock.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got my cellmates, my co-host, Jewel the G, and T-Roll from North Dallas Park, Texas. Speaking of Texas, before we move on, they squeak one out in West Virginia up there in Morgantown in overtime, Ro. Are you upset? They keep winning. Every time you want them to lose, they keep winning.
Hell yeah, I'm upset. You know I want Nick Saban. Mac Brown, keep on winning. Keep on winning then, Mac Brown. I ain't bad at you. He don't want to give up that Longhorn Network. You know what I'm saying? They bring in an extra $800,000. You know what I mean?
I know you smell the money.
Yeah, man. So, you know, big up to my dog, man. You know, I ain't mad at you, player. I just don't know, L Boogie. You know what I mean?
It's, just it's going to be very interesting going into 2014. And listen to this. Other guys that's you know, need to be watching their back, that it might be a contract on their head that needs to be whacked, must camp down in Florida. You might need to be whacked.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's just getting nasty, man. You know what I mean? And it's getting close to decision time. You know what I'm saying? And believe me, Texas is going to be putting pressure on Nick Saban this summer. Or shall I say New Year? Because it's definitely going to go down.
One more sideline bar. You know, on the street is that Coach Ron English down in Eastern Michigan was removed. I should say he was whacked and very turbulent situation. He reason being inappropriate language towards the players. Nothing physical, but inappropriate language towards the players.
and more likely inappropriate language was a lot of, you know, gay slurs. Now, are you, what do you think about that, Ro, before we go into the NCAA basketball coaches classic and preview for tomorrow? What are, I mean, very fine line. What do you think about that? I mean, they weren't doing that well anyway, but I think that was just the straw that broke the camel's back for him to be removed.
Well, Boogie, I'm just going to say this, man. It was uncalled for. That was very uncalled for. I mean, you know, you get to a point where your team ain't winning, and it gets frustrating on both sides, as a coach and as a player, because as players, we looking at you like, man, what are you calling? And as coaches, we looking at the players like, man, I called the play. What are you doing? So, you know, to have yourself explode to that nature or to that certain level, you know, it was time for you to be removed from the situation, because you know what's next, L Boogie. If I call you a, you know, you old boy, you know, if I call you old, you know, you soft, you know. You know what it is, man. You know how we get down. My mouth can get real filthy, and I don't want to go overboard tonight. But, you know that almost sound like Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito. You know, one went too hard and said a couple of few things that he shouldn't have said, and now he's paying the price. So now Coach Fisher has done the same thing, and before he was able to take it to the next level, you know, they got rid of him. So, you know, there'll be another coach to fill in. Hopefully they'll do a better job of selecting a coach that can come in and be a leader of men instead of, you know, having to try to, you know, bury the situation with doing what he had to do. So, you know, it's a sad situation, especially a black coach at a situation. It's hard for us to get a job opportunity on that level already. So why would you go out and mess it up when you have that opportunity to be a leader of men and show the guys how to prepare themselves for the next level, whether it be in football or whether it be in life? So, you know, it's just a sad situation. What's your thoughts? You think he should have been able to resume his job, or you think they did the right thing by firing him?
Politically correct answer is yes, because, you know, with this time and age, with the social media, you have to really watch what you say. You don't know if it's being recorded. You don't know what's going on. People have their phones out. You don't know if you're being set up or what may have you. Not saying that you put that in your vocabulary and into your coaching philosophy, but you don't supposed to, you know, talk like that, you know, to the players. But on the other hand, I had a coach, 7th and 8th grade, used to tell us, and we're in the 7th and 8th grade, you're playing like bees. And we know what the B world is if we in the streets.
Too short.
And guess what? Your moms trusted these guys. You spent the night over their houses. You ate dinner. You went to the games from coach house, and moms trusted you. Excuse me, moms trusted the coach verbally abusing you, turning you into young men. And he used to say that to us, and we then take the muzzles off the pit bull, and then we used to go eat something. So, in this day and age, yes, it's very wrong. But it seems as though when we were coming up, that language was accepted. It's not accepted now. These coaches need to understand that. They're not accepted now. They have to do a better job on putting the message across without using abusive language and abusive physically. Listen to this. I had a coach, we used to do 6 inches, and he would step on our stomachs. And we're in the 7th and 8th grade like it's boot camp. Very interesting. It's not appropriate coach English. I'm sorry. You can't do that now. So he's taking a fall for that, and plus he wasn't winning anyway. So when you're not winning and you do things like that, it's, you know, they waiting for you in your car and somebody in the back seat ready to shoot you in the head. It's over with.
Hey, go Molly Whopping from the parking lot.
Oh, man, as soon as you get in the car and you start it up, delete a facility, you blew it up. You're whacked. You're fired. The streets is talking.
You know what I mean? It's Veterans Day, so you know they do it the vet way. Straight hood.
It's Veterans Edition. Mad Monday. Yo, Ro, we got anybody in the asylum ready to come on in, man?
Yeah, man, let's take it to the streets, man. You know what I'm saying, man? The asylum been shaking for a minute, man. So let's take it out, man. I think we got a new call on the line, man. You know, they always checking us out, but sometimes they just like to lay low. I think we got one of our fans on the line that just be laying low and decide to call us on Veterans Day. You know what I mean? So let's check out our caller and see what's going on. Hey, caller, welcome to the streets, man. You on with T-Ro and L Boogie. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on, T-Ro Boogie? This D-Nice in the ATL, baby.
Oh, man, ATL rocking strong down there in Hot Atlanta, even though y'all team ain't doing too good. Wait, are you an Atlanta Falcons fan or you got another team?
No. I'm by way of something else, but I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, okay, there we go. Hey, man, you watch your tongue, L Boogie, else you be laughing. Yeah, hey, so D-Nice, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan myself. This your boy T-Ro, man, and man, you heard what I had to say earlier. I said that if you are a true Cowboy fan, you knew this type of game was going to happen before it even happened. Let me ask you, was the damage more crucial than what you were expecting, or did you think the Cowboys really had a shot to win that game last night?
Say that again, T-Ro.
I'd say, dude, you know, we knew that type of game was coming between the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Did you think that being a Cowboy fan that the ass-whooping was going to be like that, or did you think the Cowboys really had an opportunity to try to tame Drew Brees and beat New Orleans in New Orleans?
I mean, I knew in my mind that it was going to be like that. In my heart, I didn't want it to be like that. I was kind of trying to be optimistic, but coming off the Detroit game with Megatron with 329 yards. I mean, I didn't have no respect for my own defense.
Right. Now, 329 Absolutely. Yards given up to one defender who you're supposed to be double-teaming and triple-teaming, and you got a receiver in Dez Bryant who spoke his mind the week before the game. What's
right.
your thoughts on Dez Bryant? Should he keep his antics going, or should he calm it down? What's your thoughts on Dez?
Dez is what keep me going on Sundays. You know, I mean, I want to see him, you know, do what
with
he do. I mean, and at the same time, you know, you see what kind of respect he gets, you know? So
right.
being a receiver like that, this is my thing. If you're going the way – now, check this out. The defensive coordinator, Rod Ryan, is down in New Orleans right now. We fired him last year, right?
Right.
Which proved to be, to me, last night, he showed us that was a mistake right there. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he came out with a defensive plan. We're going to double-team their best receiver on the Cowboys. Why didn't we come out, you know what I'm saying, with that same mentality against Megatron?
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. We were the only team this season not to double-team Megatron until it was too late.
I mean, but we don't have no secondary like that. I just wanted to talk to y'all, man. I'm just speaking my mind, and I really get kind of emotional with this, man. But I don't understand that. I really don't.
This is the street. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's change topics. Getting off the Cowboys. Let's take it to the college. Who's your favorite team in college right now? Football speaking.
I'm a Buckeye, man. I'm from Cleveland, man. Born and raised, man. And that's just you know, I grew up with the Cowboys. I chose that, the Cowboys at an early age when I was young. I can go back to, you know, Harvey Martin, Too Tall, all of them, and I was like 7, 8 years old. I just, for some reason, I gravitated to them, I guess because they was winning
America's
rings, you know.
America's
team.
Right.
And then, but Ohio State, that's always been my squad, man. Ohio State, I ride and die with them all day. So, I mean, we had a bye week this week, so everything was good with that. I don't think we're going to get into play for the BCS championship because, you know, you got Alabama and Florida State, and I don't think nobody's going to knock them off.
Oh, exactly.
So don't get
Neil hyped up because he likes Florida State. Boogie loves Florida State, so.
I know.
You know, the only reason I'm going with the Seminoles because I need Nick Saban, and I think Famous Jameis is the only guy that can beat Bama. So that's why
right.
I'm rolling with the Seminoles, you know what I mean?
Street question of the night, D-Nice. Street question of the night. Which locker room is in more turmoil and flux? Tampa Bay Buccaneers being 0-8 or
the Miami Dolphins.
With the Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin situation? Why you say
Miami.
The Dolphins?
I'm just saying that whole situation. I mean, you can see that locker room is in turmoil right now because of the fact that we've been talking about it since it happened. They can't concentrate on playing football down there. I mean, right now the record doesn't mean anything. I think tonight, in tonight's game, Tampa Bay has an advantage because of what's going on in the Miami locker room.
Right.
They're
going to get their first victory tonight.
I think so.
I hope so.
I think so. I mean, you know, don't quote me on that, but I think so with what's going on. You know? You know, but, I mean, you 0-8. You got to get some. I think right now, if you're going to win one, this is the team to go ahead and win one because they got something else going on that's kind of distracting them, you know?
Right, right. Good point.
That's what I think. But, I mean, I don't know. That whole situation is kind of – I mean, I still haven't figured out that situation. I don't even know where to start with that, you know?
Exactly. Like I say, the more information, the more clarity becomes more confusion when you get more information. Every time you get something more and they try to clarify it, it's just more confusion.
Right. And the thing about it, I was watching my man, and he was talking about just the whole word. You know, the whole just that word, you know, just using it and how it's used and when it's used. It's Michael Irvin was saying this, you know. And it becomes okay in certain things, certain songs and certain things, and we kind of accept it, you know, which is, you know, that's the streets, though. You know, this is what we know. But everybody can't use that, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
right.
Everybody can't quote that, right.
Right, so everybody, it's certain taboo words that everybody can't say, you know.
Exactly.
And that's one of them. So, hey, you know.
Man, there you have it. D-Nice, always listener. I think this might be D-Nice's second time calling in, man.
Yeah, because I think you Big Reek, he kind of took over then. But, yeah, it's my second time.
Right. tell Reek the villain he has to get on the line so the world can hear his opinion about his Cowboys, man.
I got you. I'm gonna try to get him on. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get him on, and I got a Pittsburgh fan, Dame, 105 in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get him on. Probably on Friday or something. I'll call back and get them on the line.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. That's love right there. That's what I'm about.
Don't forget.
Tell him what to do.
And don't forget, D Nice. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
I got you, man. I support y'all, man. I'm gonna keep listening, man. I'm gonna hang up now.
Be nice, much
no
love.
Doubt.
Yeah, El Boogie, you know what I mean? That was some good points on that, especially with the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Damn, man, it's just crazy. Hopefully Tampa can get one. We need Tampa to get one, you know what I mean?
But I don't. I predicted Miami in the playoffs, and then this happens? Wow.
Hey, let's take it out to our big brother who keep it turned up with us all the time. You know what I'm saying? I turn to C-Town. Big brother G-Mac, you on the live with us?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. We just getting it in, talking about, you know, what happened over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Alabama stomping a mud hole in LSU and the Mad Hatter. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, did you see St. Louis put it on the Indianapolis Colts yesterday?
I seen that, big bro, but you know what I'm about to bring to this table right now, baby? Oh, when the Saints get my game in. Oh, when the Saints go in my team, oh, when the Saints go watch it, that's where I'm at, baby. That's where I'm at, baby. Heat to the show, baby.
Hey, man, congratulations on that victory. I ain't going to lie. You know, I had to speak my mind on Friday, but I knew, like the last caller said, in my heart I wanted them to win, but, you know, on my pick'ems, I didn't pick them winning that game because we was already a game over 500. But can you make a personal call to Sean Payton and tell him thank you for pulling the reins on Drew Brees for not making him the fifth 400-yard quarterback we didn't have in one season on one team?
Hey, I ain't like that though, man. That's my fantasy quarterback, man. I'm in first place now. You know what I'm saying? I'd have put more points on the board, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd have put more points on the board. That's always my number one quarterback. If I can get him, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason. Well, not the only reason, but I cheer for them and root for them is because of Drew Brees. I like his style. I like what he brings to the game. I like what he gives back to the community. And I like the coach, man. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And I love the offense, man. They high-powered, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my mans, baby. And I told y'all on Friday, I was going to shoot you a kite, T, but the last time I shot you a kite, it got intercepted, man. You know what I'm saying? So
what?
I'm just going to wait for Monday, man.
Check this out. We free and clear of all that now. So, you know, whenever the kite is ready, man, hit your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all free and clear now, man. Everybody taking care of on that one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
D-Mac.
Okay.
D-Mac.
What's up, big bro?
First of all, shout out to Big Mike on his Veterans Day. I want to give him a shout out. Shout out to Link. You know what I mean? So, let me ask you this.
Hold up. Hey, Pops. L Boogie said he want to tell you Happy Veterans Day, man. We on the show. L said Happy Veterans Day. Hold on. Hey, Boogie.
Yes.
We about to get Pops on the show real quick, man. Say what's up, Daddy. Hey, how you doing, old man?
Oh, I'm doing all right, sir, man. The world can hear you right now. I just want to say Happy Veterans Day to you. We love you. And keep your ear to the street with D-Mac.
I got you, and thank you very much, man.
No doubt,
straight.
No doubt.
Okay. And that's Pops L Boogie, man. We feeling nice, man. He happy. He just is on the phone with one of his little veteran buddies, man. So, you know. Hey, Boogie, let me ask you this. Hey, you ain't wish your little brother happy birthday, man. The Marine Corps birthday was yesterday, everybody. 238 years. To all my devil dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? And happy Veterans Day to your little brother. You know what I'm saying? I served my country for 4 years, dog. I did my thing, man.
Well, you didn't let me, man. You took over. So, I mean, I got to let you speak.
I told you I was turning it up today. On the Monday. I usually don't turn up until Friday. But I'm turning it up today, man.
First of all, I just want to say happy Veterans Day to you also. You served your country, you know what I mean, and you deserve this day as well. But also, I want to ask you this. With Baltimore knocking off Cincinnati, does that help your Cleveland Browns with trying to capture that division?
Man, Boogie, we in second place, baby. We about to go down there in Cincinnati. A couple of my cats trying to get together now and go tailgate, man, but I don't think I can make that road trip. Man, it's snowing in the land right now, baby. Hey, I'm going to send you a picture, L, Boogie. See, I'm in the wrong place, man. I need to be down there in Phoenix, Dallas, somewhere. I'm gonna shoot you a pic, El Boogie, to see this snow, man. It is snowing in Cleveland. It is snowing.
Well, listen
to
this.
You know what I'm saying? But we about to go down to Cincinnati, and we going to rep, man. You know what I'm saying? We got the black quarterback in now. He's doing his thing. We done had a bye week. Everybody's getting healthy, man. Man, we about to ball out, man. They going, they doing this for the fans of Cleveland. The streets is talking.
Oh, you heard it. He said Cleveland going to make a run. But are you really going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals when it all comes down to it? You think you got what it takes?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Baltimore went in there and beat them in OT yesterday with a field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was in Baltimore, though.
Okay. That don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I realized, I'm from the land, and early in the season, I got down and out on my dudes, and I'm about to ride or die with them. I'm back on the bandwagon, man. I think we got what it takes. With Cap on the backfield, long as he don't get hurt, and we can come in to go down there in Hamilton County and do our thing.
Man.
Street
like
question of the night. Street question of the night, D-Mac. Street question of the night, D-Mac. Which locker room is in more turmoil? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers not winning the game 0-8, or Miami Dolphins with Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito?
Man, it got to be the Dolphins, man. And all of us, I don't know about T, I can't remember, but I know me and you picked these dudes, man, to make the playoffs, man. But they locker room is in turmoil, man. Every time I get on the tube, man, I'm in a barbershop, wherever I'm at, man, these dudes is on TV, man. I look at the NFL Network, whatever it is, it's all about this whole thing, man. Like y'all said last week, man, they didn't make a big deal when my boy Gilbert Arenas and they was talking about shooting each other in the locker room and bringing guys in. This is crazy, man. I'm tired of this crap. But Miami Dolphins locker room is definitely in turmoil just for the simple fact they all in the media, drew the left. Pretty much everybody just stayed away from the racist thing because dude came out and did his interview. I watched that this morning, you know what I'm saying, when I got out the bunk and stuff. And, you know, he was like, yeah, he did use the N-word, but he touched out to the family and stuff and apologized. And one thing I can say about him, unlike a lot of other players that, you know, in baseball that do steroids, that do mess up, man, when you come out in public, y'all, and you admit you're wrong, and you stand on that red carpet, and you take your ass chewing, and you admit to everybody you did wrong, man, people look at you in a different light and be like, okay, he realized he did wrong. And then the people, they forgive. A-Rod and all these other people, Barry Bonds and them, you know, just throwing people names out there, man, that try to sit up here and keep lying and lying, and knowing you caught. Man, when you stand on the red carpet, man, and you get caught, admit it, man. Giambi, everybody that admitted to what they did wrong, man. Man, we human, man. We all forgive. Nobody's perfect out here. You know what I'm saying? And we forgive.
You know what I'm saying?
So this dude, perfect. I take my hat off to him. I salute him because he came out and said, using the N-word, that was wrong. I seen the interview. It was wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He touched out to the family, man. So you got to take your hat off, man. At the end of the day, we all forgive, man. I mean, it's just our human nature, man. He did something wrong. It wasn't right how they did it. But at the end of the day, we forgive. But that locker room is in turmoil, man. You know what I'm saying? Tampa Bay, they 0-8. They probably about to keep it moving. They about to go get y'all boy Johnny Money. You know what I'm saying? That's who they need. He coming out this year. He about to stay down there in Tampa where it's sunny, the weather is nice, the girls looking pretty. They on the beach. You know what I'm saying? That's his swag right there. That's where Johnny Money going.
Right.
The streets is talking.
Don't mute me yet, though. I got a question, though, big bro, that y'all ain't hit on yet, man. you know what I'm saying, that I want y'all to get into a little bit. I want to see what the callers call in, especially my man, the chef, man. He be on it, man, Mr. Controversy, man. Man, what's up with your boy Biner, man? And, you know, if y'all ain't going to get into it today, get into it Friday, man, because this dude is about to kill the cast, man. We put a lot out there for this cat lightweight, and this dude is on something else. So if y'all ain't going to hit on it this today, chime in on that Friday, man. Do y'all research, because I know y'all sports. Y'all official with it, man. Y'all going to be on it. But this dude, Bynum, where is he coming from, man? Just chime in on that, man. I love y'all, man. I'll be chiming in Friday, man. I love y'all cats, man.
Hey,
the show
before
is hot,
you
baby.
Get out of here. Wait, before you get out of here. Yeah, me and L Boogie decided that we were going to try to give the lead about another week, try to see everything and see how. Believe me, me and L Boogie have been on his ass behind closed doors.
Bynum is on some, Bynum, he need to go in a strike war or something, man. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is wrong with him?
L Boogie, he don't know about Bynum. Boogie, he don't know about Bynum doing.
No, he don't know about buying them.
Hey, but look, though, we got to chime in tonight, though. We're going to give it a week, man, and maybe next Monday we'll chime in, man. But I need my big brother's opinion on what this dude is doing, man, because when y'all come from the streets and y'all bring it to me, I listen, man, and I take it back to, you know, the other inmates and to the cell blocks, man, and I let them know. So whatever y'all feed me, the cat that ain't chiming in, I feed back to them, man. So I definitely want to, you know, hear where y'all going to come with that, man. I love y'all, man. I'll be chiming in Friday. The show is hot. I hope it brought it. My Saints is marching in.
That's what's gonna make me mute your ass.
No
that's
doubt, T-Mac, man. That was T-Mac, man.
You know.
Oh man.
Hey,
there
L Boogie, but
you know,
we've been talking about, you know, these guys in the league who we think would, you know, be up there, and the guys who we thought would fall. Man, I can't wait till we really go hard on those guys who aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And it's a great, great question that, you know, I call it Mr. D-Mac, you know, presented to us. I mean, if you want to chime on Bynum tonight, we can go ham on his ass tonight if you want to. But, you know, I want to see what he – I'm going to give him another week. You know, I said it takes about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to really get yourself – going and getting the groove back to the NBA, traveling and playing back-to-backs and things like that. So, you know, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt, give him some time and let him. But if you want to, you know, but it's up to you, man. You know, you just let me know and then, you know.
Oh, no, we're going to talk when we come back from the commercial. We got to still talk about, you know, the big, you know, Coach's Classic. You know, that's coming up tomorrow night with, you know, Wiggins going up against Parker. So we'll give it Friday. And you know, we got to wait 10 games. Let's see how the 10 games. And plus, he's been talking about, you know, solitary with his mental. So, you know, I don't want to give just a sudden answer right now. But definitely
right.
Friday when we, you know, talk NBA in depth. You know, we always do in depth on Friday. Because it's games on, you know, Wednesdays and Fridays that people can see on basic cable. So, you know, we'll definitely chime in on Friday on the NBA and about big AB, Andrew Bynum. But when we come back from commercial, before we end it, we got to talk about the big classic tomorrow, the big coaches classic, 1-2, 4-5. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, 347-855-8896. Oh, let's do it.
Hip as fuck, we hip as fuck. I'm John Wayne with the wristband, Paul Wall with the crazy flow. I already know what I'm supposed to say, just said it though. Oh, what I'm supposed to say next, don't stress, just say it, bro. It's on your mind all the time, the same thing, circling. It's purple thin, blue and red, hopefully I live.
Before I'm dead, tell my secret, how deeply do you feel me when I say the things that I'm not even thinking of? Hopefully you hear me out though, man, I know I'm speaking of. Everything that's on your mind, everything that's on your mind. Tell me one more time, what the fuck my crew so hippie? He damn skippy, bang your head if you with me. Sing along if you know it, now I'm chillin' with the poet.
All my niggas look hip as fuck.
Ninjas look hip as fuck. Hip as fuck. Slick as fuck. Oops. Didn't need to cuss. I know my mom probably gonna hear this. Spirits all up in this room. Yes, I feel it. It's real shit. This tomb. No tomb, cause we'll never die. We never lie. Oh no, this real stuff. That real stuff. Huh? Just chill, bruh.
Gotta chill now, chill out. Feeling like I popped at least 5 or 6 pills now. But really, I'm just high up off some kill now. So it blocks out all that bad negative energy that you feel now. And I bet you think your swag makes you turned up. But shit, man, all my hippies look hip as fuck.
I love you more today than I did yesterday, but wait till tomorrow. Wise men will say, do what you like to. What I'd like to. Fly to the moon. Goodbye, I'll see you real soon. Like
Cadillacs, black saddlebags, filled with hearts and souls. Partly go.
Part of me, I feel groovy. Part of me, I see beauty. Part of me just wants part of you. And this part of you just wants all of me. What I don't
give a fuck what you want or plan for. Cause this the whole plan for all of us.
Hold on, wait up. Is that who I think it is?
Yes, it is, so turn it up. We keep them backwards rolled up. If you got a blunt, I got a lighter, let's burn it up. Retirement, I never heard of it. I'm high as fuck. This right here might make you sick, trying to keep up. Look, all my niggas look hip as fuck. Fresh luck, we'll mount up. Regulators, building kid, I'm spraying haters. We stay sharp like sharks and gators. All my niggas look hip as fuck. She took one glance as she called up. In the rapture like Anita Baker. Don't hate the player, hate the game. It's a shame, we don't have to speak and we still end up with the freak of the week. Don't blame me, blame the Lord, cause they only made one of me and that's all there ever be. Tight threads, roster, I'm dreaded up. And what? I still look hip as fuck.
Hip as fuck. Hip as fuck.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L Boogie, and my cellmates, Juelz and T-Row. Man, we're in the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, man. Just to do a quick recap for people just now calling in. We talked about the NFL, Week 10, what intrigued you the most, big games. Carolina winning San Francisco and, you know, dominated even though the score was only 10-9. That was a great game. That's what you call gladiator football. Guys got knocked out. Ballerina style. Bop. They twirling like ballerinas. Oh, man, what a great game. Street question of the night. Which locker room is in most turmoil? Miami Dolphins? With Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 0-8. They was disgruntled early on in the season. Darrell Reeves talking about the Colts, his tactics of winning. Josh Freeman trying to get the locker room divided. Who's with Josh? Who's with the organization? Let's not forget that either. And they're 0-8. So, and we talked about NCAA football, the BCS standings, Florida State, Alabama, 2-1 respectively. They hold the key to the pass to the trip to Pasadena. Me and Ro will be there. The streets will be in Pasadena. Special edition. Big games tomorrow, kicking off NCAA basketball. I'm glad it's not Cupcake City. We got number one Kentucky going up against number 2 Michigan State. And then you got Kansas and Duke 4 and 5 respectively. Who you got and what are you looking for early on in this matchup? It's real early, like my man Freeman would say when he was with the Rock. Early. What's intriguing you about these matchups?
It makes you say, gotta go masterpiece style on that one. Both of these games in Chicago, you know, they're playing at the United Center. And what a tournament to be at. What an event. You know what I'm saying? You know, with number 1, Kentucky going up against number 2, Michigan State, of course, it's youth against veteranism. You know, today is Veterans Day. So you definitely have to have, you know, a squad that represents that veterans. You know, that's Michigan State, Tom Izzo. Because Tom Izzo don't be playing. He bring that veteranism, you know what I'm saying? Whereas John Calipari bring the one and done. He got 8 of them, I think. Well, I don't think. He got 8 this year. That could definitely be a one and done. But we're going to see. So the youth against, you know, the veteranism, we're going to definitely see which team can prevail there. I know I can tell you this. It's going to be a hype game. And then right after that, Duke versus number 4 Duke versus number 5 Kansas. Jabari Parker, you know, freshman, top dog, versus Andre Wiggins from Kansas, number 5 Kansas, top dog, number 1 and number 2 respectively in the nation coming out of high school. What can we expect from that? Highlight City, baby. And guess what? If you don't like college basketball, you better say, man, look, Dickie V coming on tomorrow. You hear what I say? I say Dickie. That means Dick Vitale. He comes with the diaper dandies. The BMC. That's for big man on campus, for those that don't know about that one. You know, I had a couple times where I was the BMC, you know what I mean? A couple of player of the game awards, you know what I mean? But you know how it go down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Dick Vitale is back on, and it's really, really going down. I can't wait for Bill Rafferty. I can't wait to hear my man, but that's on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? He gets a hype on CBS. You know what I'm saying? So it's back, man. College basketball at its finest. I got number 1 to beat number 2. That's Kentucky over Michigan State. And then I'm going to pick Kansas over Duke because I think this boy, Andre Wiggins, is going to really, really try to show out against this Jabari Parker guy like they did in McDonald's. But, you know, in McDonald's All-American game, ain't nobody, the ref ain't calling no foul. But we're going to see what they do, you know, with the respective coaches that they have at their helms. And I can't wait. So I got Kentucky and Kansas winning. Who you got in the Big 4 showdown in Chicago tomorrow?
It's going to be very interesting because, like you said, Vince against you. And I love Mr. Izzo, but this is not his time of the year. His time of the year is taking his bumps and bruises, learning from the big losses, because he doesn't play any cupcake. Cupcake City, baby! That's Dickie V, early. If you want to get some Dickie V, you know, going, but he's not going to do anything early. His peace is when he gets near the end of the season. So I got Kentucky. I have Kentucky winning that one. I have Duke. Listen to this. Parker wants to show Wiggins. He wants to show Wiggins he's the best freshman in the country. Don't think it's not in the back of their mind. Yes, you're playing for the victory, but you're also playing for bragging rights of who's the best freshman in the country. I just want him to have a good floor game. I want to see who's better. It's a lot of hype. Let's get it out the way early, and then we might see him again in the Final Four. I see these 4 teams, including Louisville, maybe being in that Final Four talk. This might be a preview matchup of the Final Four. You never know.
Yeah,
but
you ain't lying.
I got Duke. I got Duke. I saw Duke play the other day. Man, you need more people.
It's going down. Hey, yeah, you might be right. Jabari Parker was kind of upset in the McDonald's All-American game as well. He tried to show his ass against Wiggins then, you know. So we really going to see. I can't wait. You know, neutral site. This is big time, you know what I'm saying? And we don't really know the guys who support, you know, Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins just yet. You know what I'm saying? They'll, because, you know, when you're in the hood, you always got that one guy that no matter what you do, he always right there. You know you can depend on this. This is your right-hand man. You know what I'm saying? From when you was in grade school all the way up until you got to college and had to, you know, depart from everybody. I don't know who your number one target was, but my number one target was my dude, D. McGee. You know what I'm saying? He had the biggest hands and the biggest calf muscles in the world. You know what I'm saying? But if I couldn't make the shot or the layup, guess what? D. McGee was always that. But that was my right-hand man right there. D. McGee, listen, shout out to D. McGee. He down there in the H-Town, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, L. Boogie, you know, you my right-hand man in college, you know. But you be blind. I still don't understand how you can see and dish the ball like you be doing.
Oh, man, you know, because when you in the streets, you get instincts, babe. You know, so when you start off early, it's like when you in, you know, when you in that kitchen, like in the streets, man, after a while, it just becomes secondhand. So, you know, but it's going to be very interesting. And, you know, getting back to your point on the trust in high school, you know, I'm like Scarface when he was in the bathtub. And Manolo told him, man, who can you not trust? And that's me. That's who.
Right.
Me. I had no one. I'm sorry, bro.
You did it all by yourself?
Me. That's who. Who did I trust? Me. Who put
boy,
this shit together?
Crazy.
Me. That's who. I started it at Cleveland Central Catholic. Forget it. I'm going to be arrogant tonight on Veterans Day. Forget it. Took me there.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what time it is. You know the chef. Can you smell that good food? Because he always be cooking up something. You know,
ooh, I smell it.
You know, I'm hesitant to bring him in because I know the first thing he's going to say. What's up with them boys? He might go on you first though. He might go on your team. Your team look worse than mine. Yo, chef, what you got in the big pot down there?
Oh man, what's up, brothers? Man, you know, chilling, fresh off work, enjoying the show. I ain't got no complaints.
Is it snowing where you at?
No, it's rain. It's raining right now. But it was just like. Man, when I just took my break at like 7 and some change, man, it was like maybe like 50, maybe 60 degrees, about 20 degrees up there. I said, yeah, this is cool weather right here, baby.
Wow. I bet you wish you was back in Vegas now, don't you?
I love this shit right here. This is why I was born and raised. That, see, you know, I ain't got no complaints at all.
Nah, come kick it with me, man, in 90-degree weather, man. The hottest day was 91 in the street. But anyway, let me ask you this. What about our game when we predicted LSU knocking off Alabama? What's your synopsis of that game?
To be honest, man, you know, them boys came in with a game plan of which I feel that LSU was startled by how fast Alabama played. Now, if you remember that, I always say the key to Alabama's success is the running back, Yeldon. He's the key. Like, once that man gets it going and he just gets it knocking down everything, like, it's no stopping that offense. But, you know, it was aggressive, you know, an exciting blowout, you know. But, you know, LSU try again. You know, things happen. You know, I predicted LSU to beat them because, you know, I have faith in always the first meetings. I don't care about how good or how bad they is. I just always have faith the first meeting of that rivalry. So, you know, try again next time maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's here, Nordell. You know, we never start this off about college. We start this off about the NFL, so I can't talk about my Browns. So this is what I'm about to do. This is what I'm about to do. I am a cowboy. Cowboys is my team. Hey, listen. You know, one of my upset picks, man, was the Cowboys, man. But once again, Tony Homo and the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they do their usual. We got Dez Bryant. He on the sidelines acting like a broad, catching hissy fits. A handsome little kid. We got Romo running for his life. We got Rob Ryan across the other way. He laughing. He partying. He letting y'all know for his. Listen, I was going to jump on the Green Bay Packers, but I have to jump on the Cowboys. I'm gonna tell you why, and I got a hell of a reason why too. Just because this is not the first time, this is maybe the second, maybe third time that they didn't allow 600 plus yards. Man, put on them. Hey, L Boogie.
I'm listening.
Tell Jerry Jones where's the money. Go recruit somebody.
I know you smell the money.
Man, listen. Man, I just don't understand them Dallas Cowboys. What, Dez Bryant had one reception, and he kind of like, you know, it's not okay. And what they just did is they just jeopardized them winning their division because now they allow teams to catch up. So now it's a big problem on their hand because they have a quarterback of the name of Nick Foles that's really showing up. Like, it's not okay. This is not okay. This is a catastrophe going on, and I don't respect it. And, you know, you should be over there traumatized because this is an ongoing thing. I'm guaranteeing this, man. My name Controversy Shelf, and I'm letting y'all know this, man. The Cleveland Browns will have a better record than the Dallas Cowboys.
No, see, there you go. Drinking that, I don't know what's in your punch today. But you drinking some silly puss, man. What kind of prediction is that? What you going to be? You going to be 8-8?
No, y'all might be 6 and whatever. I think y'all might win one more game. We're not playing these quarterbacks.
And that's my guy. We look like we might not win.
Yeah, there you go. You might be talking to Boogie.
Hold on, Tom. Let's talk about these Green Bay Packers. They was awful before Aaron Rodgers left. He kept them winning games. Now he's gone. They might not put 10 points up a game. They have an inexperienced running back. They got a wide receiving corps of which they sit up here and diverted players away. They divert veterans away. Today is Veterans Day. They demoted veterans away to teams for a little bit of nothing. So they have no type of leadership on the team. They are crippled. So, you know, it's just an ongoing catastrophe here, too. You know? So there's no respect for the Dallas Cowboys or the Green Bay Packers. See, but there is what y'all can do. What y'all can do right now is apologize to the Cleveland Brown fans, and we will let y'all in with open arms because I'm going to tell you what, we are the light right now. We have a black quarterback that's coming off of offensive player in the AFC this week. We're going into a divisional game of which we will show up, and we will take our division, you know. And I watched the ESPN earlier. They doubting us still. They ain't even mention us in the column talking about AFC North. Man, they ain't even mention the Cleveland Browns. They talking about Baltimore, Cincinnati. So I'm feeling real disrespected. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of going on. And I'm going to say this, man. I was watching ESPN Friday. No, it was Thursday. And the games that man sit up here said, he said, it was a man on ESPN said, I forgot exactly who it was, and I don't want to lie, But he said St. Louis will beat Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And he said Carolina was going to upset San Francisco. This man said that.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you this, man. Indianapolis looked great against teams of which they're the underdog in. Like, the elite teams, they outdo them, outlast them. They play their best football. But with mediocre teams, they don't do good against them. They don't.
38-8, I can tell.
Man, they don't. They don't. They looked horrible. But, you know, here in North Carolina, it was an exciting weekend. You know, shout out to the Philly boys. I hope they rejuvenated. I hope they make a run, so I want to see these Dallas Cowboys anywhere. It's a fight everywhere right now because, if y'all don't know, man, Peyton Manning hurt. So the only guaranteed person play team in the playoffs right now is the Kansas City Chiefs because they want to blow them off the water into a city many years. You know, Peyton Manning got to face the Patriots next week and then the Chiefs again, so he might not make it past Sunday. I'm praying on it. I'm asking, you know, man, you know. But, man, yeah, the streets talking, you know. It's a lot of basketball getting played tomorrow. Oh, shout out to D-Mac. I just caught your kite, baby. Andrew Biden, he's doing good. He's looking well. We're going to get him there. He started tonight. We're going to get him there. The score right now, what, 55, what? 55, 61, we cool. You know, we in the game. We losing. We down 7. So we got Kyrie. We got the top 5 best point guard in the league, you know.
Man,
we cool, man. We cool.
Swerve, hey, man. Go ahead.
Man, I must say this, man. Y'all, the question of the night is, y'all ask, which locker room is in more turmoil right now? Now, I didn't touch this subject right here for a reason, because anytime a white man used the N-word, it's derogative, disrespectful, and punishment is death. Flat out, that's how it's supposed to be. The things that's going on in that locker room is, it's incessantly to the media, and what y'all finna realize is this. Since 2006, laws been put into the effect of the United States Constitution of bullying. I don't care if it's a white man bullying a black man right now. What it is the question bullying is in the case. So what that means is, it's going catch the whole United States society eye. Like, it's a big thing right now. So with that being said, of bullying or using your, you know, it's a big thing in Miami. Like, it might break that team apart because, man, Tannehill needs some protection, man. What they say, Rocky? Don't tell him. He's gonna kill him. You know, man, it's no guarantee, man. But you know, the streets talking, y'all. College basketball tomorrow. So with that being said, man, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what this Wiggins guy gonna do because he is a big prospect and a big name of which they should have said he had it in him to make it to the NBA fresh out of high school and Jabari Parker. So I'm ready to see what them guys gonna do against each other. I'm ready to see what Kentucky going to do against Michigan State. But you know it's all about them Buckeyes, baby. You see what I'm saying?
I hope you're not talking about in basketball.
I believe it because we're talking about the best point guard in America. Like, Aaron Kraft is one of the best point guards defensively. You see what I'm saying? Not defensively, because that man played, he got hands like a black man.
Hey, with that being said, man, you know, I hope y'all step it up and do something good this year. Y'all be choking at the end, though. But it's all right, you know. I like the squad.
Hey, check
us out on Friday, baby. You know what it is.
Hey, listen, man, I don't want to overtake y'all's show. I just want a minute, man, to say something, man. This past weekend, a young brother, Dominique D.C. Walker, was murdered on Cleveland West Side. Now, this Friday, I'm trying to find a location out to the streets. It's talking y'all to all the listeners is hearing me. I don't know the location yet, but I am starting tomorrow whipping up 100 desserts. And I'm bringing it straight to y'all front doors. I'm trying to host some in Fatima or the South, Thurgood, somewhere. Just sit up here. All the proceedings is going to this man's funeral. And, you know, it's sad to say, like, all these deaths and all these things keep happening in the city of Cleveland, and people still living their lives the same way as they living. It's time for a change. We must come together, man, and not do it for ourselves. do it for our loved ones, because at the end of the day, our loved ones is affected by the things that we, our actions. So as that being said, man, we need to start thinking wiser, man. The streets is talking.
True that, true that. Happy Veterans Day. That's a hood vet. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we'll get that information out. I'm pretty sure our listeners are checking you out, and, you know, we're going to make sure you get that info the way you need it. You know what I mean, Elbook?
No doubt. Remember, bro, I was telling you about him over the weekend, little Dominique Walker. You know, he was very funny, very energetic. One of my youngest, I used to come up to the infamous Thurgood Marshall. People from Cleveland, Ohio, if you knew about Thurgood Marshall, you knew that was one of the popular recreation centers in the city. And when you went through there and you was, you know, you got a pass. So shouts out to Dominique's mom. I knew her. I knew Dominique. And, you know, it's sad to say because when I was there, I would do a lot of workshops and things and try to do things. But you remember that movie called Lean on Me, Ro?
Yeah.
And he told the guy who was selling drugs and, you know, who got beat up by the drug dealer, and he said, and he told, you know, the principal, Mr. Joe Clark, that school wasn't for him, and Joe Clark told him, you'll be dead in a year, son. Get some of the kids that you deal with and you had experience of being in the streets, you can say that to some of them, and you hope that you're wrong. But that was a youngin' that I expressed some feelings towards on being in the streets, and, you know, I kind of, like, felt it. So big ups to his family. Let him rest in peace. And big up, man, to when I'm speaking of recreation centers, if you knew this guy, if you're listening in Cleveland, man, I just got some news on the tweet, man. Big up to Marty Pizak. Used to be the recreation manager over at Stella Walsh, was doing it over 37 to 40 years, bro, was affecting lives and affecting communities down in the Slavic Village of Cleveland, Ohio, in the Broadway community. Big up to Antoinette Mosley, man. She just texted me the news, man.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, hey, man, we got to keep it rolling in the asylum, man. We got people in that's ready to get on and talk to us, you know what I mean? We got a player partner who say he ready to go ham on us, you know what I mean? But why say, hey, big brother, it's good to hear your voice again. Where you been?
I'm in the best place in the nation, Cleveland, man. I'm just in Cleveland, best place in the nation. You understand?
How y'all brother doing? Almighty, rocking it with the streets. Well, how everything been going, baby?
Oh, it's been going good. What's up, man?
What the deal, big brother Almighty? Let me ask you this.
Oh, God. What's that?
With the Browns, with Cincinnati going down yesterday,
uh-huh,
and the Browns happen to play them this week, what are your chances of winning the division? Do you still see
what
it
happening? What do you mean it wasn't my chances? I started this off in, what, July, man. What do you mean it wasn't my chances? It's great chances. It's great,
wow.
Great chances. You know what I'm saying? It's better chance than Dallas winning the division. How about that? Hello?
Who do you think's going to win that division?
Oh, probably Washington.
Washington at 3-6, one game back.
Yeah, like they did last year, yeah. T-Row don't like that, do it.
No, you of course T-Row don't like that. You know, you hear him. T-Row, he said Washington's going to win a division. Bro, can you hear me? Wow. His phone went out after
hey.
That one.
Hey, they can't stop
man,
a runny nose.
What'd you say?
They can't stop a runny nose, man. They don't win nothing.
Hey, man. Don't talk about my team right now. It's
hey,
you
know
what
Boss
Kai
say?
You can't be talking about the Cowboys, man.
Yeah,
hold up on that.
Hey, yeah. You know what Mark Scott said? They can't stop a running nose.
They can't stop a
running
nose.
Hey,
they
man.
Can't stop a nosebleed.
Hey, man, it happens. It happens. You go from Rob Ryan to Lane Kiffin, what you expect? A cover two? I ain't never heard of a cover two. What kind of defense is a cover two? We need some blitzing going on. And we don't sign up for one defense, man. Sean
man, that
Lee
cover
is
two
the
guy. That cover two got one shot, 95 sacks, man. I ain't on knock it. That cover two got one shot, 95 sacks.
But it's 2013. It's not in the 90s. It's not the beginning of it. It's 2013. You got to change it up some type of way. Back at some guys, come with some sophisticated schemes. I mean, come on now. You're getting torn
right
every week. You're putting and listen to this. I'm not saying, you know, discrediting Tony Romo, but wow, you put him in difficult situations when it looks like he's pressured to put points up every drive.
That's right. He better.
Man, it's just disappointing to see the defense give up 625 yards, 40 first downs, and they thank God Sean Payton didn't let Drew Brees continue on. He would have threw for 460 yards last night. But Sean Payton got the 392.
It was even worse. He let Mark Ingram run wild. How bad is that? Whoa.
So being a Cowboy fan, you have to take it for what it is. You live with the highs, you live with the lows. I wasn't expecting to beat New Orleans. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You were already a game above 500, so it wasn't enough for us to go back to 500.
I understand. Yeah.
But you better be getting on L. Boogie Green Bay Packers, because this Packers are not going anywhere. They're about to be in the frozen tundra, and they're going to lock them.
Oh, my God.
Who's
your
quarterback? We going fishing early.
We ain't going fishing at all.
Y'all got the cheesehead boat ready? Y'all got the cheesehead boat ready? It's
all
over.
Ready. It's over.
Man, why
that
didn't happen?
Listen to this, Big Brother Almighty. Two things. Number one, we can't stop a nosebleed either, even with Aaron Rodgers in the lineup. And number two, when he's not in the lineup, like Bernie Mac was saying, Players Club, trouble. We need more people.
Well, you know, y'all can always call the ball, the action, the ball, our defense, and then y'all can ball Jason Campbell for a little bit. You know what I mean? Both of y'all can ball our defense for real. Let's put it like that. Both of y'all can ball our defense. Yeah, my
we'll
Browns, man. Best location in the nation.
No doubt.
Best location in the nation. What's up?
Almighty, the street question of the night. Which locker room is in worse turmoil and turbulence? The Miami Dolphins or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
The Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, y'all forgot about them. That locker room ain't in that great shape. That locker room ain't in that great shape. I don't care about no fire in the record. That locker room is in turmoil. That Miami locker room, it is what it is, man. Oh, boy, was soft. He's soft. I don't care nothing about this guy said this and this guy said that. Yeah, you from the hood, the biggest guy say something to you, okay, he don't whoop me, but I'm about to take off on him. Forget it, man. I'm about to take off. I'm going to take off on you. Why not? What I got to lose? If anybody else got something to say, I'm going to take off on you. Anytime you say something to me, I'm going to take off on you. All of a sudden, I am accepted. Man, that dude crazy. Ain't tired of looking around. He's swinging on somebody. What else is to be said? I ain't about to be running around getting no help. I got my help in these hands. I ain't got time for that, man. Unless, and this is the situation we was talking about on the other show yesterday, he a little fag, man. And he asked the boy, could he do something to him or something, man? You know what I mean? He might be sweet, man. And it came out. And before you let it be known that he's sweet, he'll lead the team. You know what I'm saying?
I have lies that we haven't heard.
So what you think about that?
Can't hear you.
I just can't understand why we haven't heard from Jonathan Martin just yet. You know, we've heard so much from
him. Because he
got to
get himself together. You ain't seen, did you see the interview yesterday? Oh boy gave the man his whole phone and said, read the texts going back and forth. Back and forth. Over 1,000 texts with them cracking on each other. The man ain't lying. The man is an asshole. Don't get me wrong. But he's telling the truth. He's an asshole. He said it. Basically, that's what
right.
he said. I'm an asshole. I know what I did. I'm an asshole. But damn, I thought we was cooler than that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't get into that. Man, you're soft, man. If you that mad at that dude, yeah, if we that cool, we going out and get drunk and I'm going to just bust your shit. I can't beat you. I'm going to get you drunk and bust your shit. You know what I mean? Leave you in the front yard, like, see? I don't know what happened to you, Blake, but you need to stop talking to me like that. That might have happened. You know what I mean? That's what might have happened. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of situations. You could handle that way different, man.
Anyway. And you heard in this text, he said, it's not you, bro. It's just the culture of the locker room. That's just the way it is.
Man, soft, man.
So,
period, man.
You see in the interview with Sports Illustrated, the quote where he said he had to train himself to get a mean streak to block
right.
somebody.
Man, he wanted to touch somebody. He wanted to touch somebody, man.
And the other 52 guys were straight. He was one of the guys that couldn't handle it. He had to get out of there. His joint was it was standing up on him. He had the towel looking like a GP.
Niggas like, oh no, we got to ride here. We don't get him off the tape. Hell, you ain't been in the locker room. And you haven't been in programs where they can't tell a dude they taking a scholarship, so they make it hard on him. And they make him leave. Right or wrong.
You're right.
It's time up, man. All right, y'all, just make it hard for him. He'll just leave. And you always wonder why certain people leave teams. That's why. You made your time up. You ain't live up to expectations. You didn't live up to expectations, man. It's time for him to go. Just make it hard for him. He'll quit. That's what he's doing. He quit. You know what I mean? Some of these people ain't never been in no locker rooms, ain't never been in that life.
Right.
You got to be in that life to understand what's going on, man.
Exactly.
It's just sad that
it had to come to the airways and to the media that this is what happened with this guy. It's not happened with everybody, but come on, man, you got to be a little bit stronger than that, man. This game ain't hard once you get in it with a lot of other guys.
Yeah, I think he like meat, man. He like that meat, man. He like that male meat, man.
We get stretched up for time, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. Check in with us on Friday if you can, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, what's up, baby? Love you, man.
Oh, no doubt. I love you too, big brother almighty. You wonder where he been? He been working. The old Eric Sherman line from the hit the headbanger, from the hit squad. You know, he said, you wonder where I've been? I've been working.
You know what I mean? L Boogie, before we get out of here, man, we got to say what's up to the kinfolk, man, down there in the C-Town. Yo, Zeke, what's the deal, baby?
How we doing, guys?
Man, welcome to the show, man. It's the streets. What's going on? I heard it was snowing down there in the town. What's going on with that?
It's snowing like a motherfucker. I stepped outside right now. I'm at a birthday party right now. I just stepped outside to take a piss. And it's ridiculous. Man.
Well, we go. Hey, before we let you go, you know, get back into the building, man, big games tomorrow at NCAA College, number 1 Kentucky against number 2 Michigan State, number 4 Duke against number 5 Kansas. Who you got?
Well, I'm a Dukie, so I'm gonna go with the Demon, the Blue Devils, and then we got Kentucky and Michigan State, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Izzo and the crew with Michigan State on that one, man.
There you go. The UK Prevail from Kentucky with the eight new freshmen.
Eight new freshmen against Tom Izzo and that hard-nosed defense from the Big Ten. I'm going with Izzo, man, in this early season matchup. You know why? Because you said the key words, eight freshmen. This is an early season matchup. This is an early season matchup, so I have got to go with the seasoned coach with that hard-nosed style of play against them eight freshmen. Now, you can ask me this question in the NCAA tournament, I might say Kentucky. But right now, early stages of the season, I'm going to give the nod to the defensive-minded, tough, hard-nosed coach in Tom Izzo.
Because he do know how to coach. You know what I mean? But that's what it is. Hey, man, I know that the weather is chilly up there, man. Man, we getting cut short for time, man. We got the janitor over here shaking his keys, talking about we need to get up out of here, man. You know we love you, man. Hey, make sure you call in on Friday.
Can I say one thing before we get out of here? The Browns. This is the biggest game the Browns have had in years. This week right here leading up to this game against the Bengals, the winner of this division could easily be 9-7. They could easily be 9-7 in this division. You fuck around and be 8-8. This is our time right now to try to do something with this division right here, because we're going to pound Pittsburgh. We owe it to them. They've been whooping our ass for the past 10 years. So we owe it to the Steelers to pound on their ass. We can get the Bengals Sunday, and we fuck around and be in the lead in the AFC North. How you like me now? How you like me now?
You going to pull off some look at their faces. That's what L. Meeks on the feet.
Look like L. Meeks Notorious saying, look at their faces.
Look at their faces. He going to have with that one.
Hey. Much love to y'all, man. Y'all do a hell of a job, man. I had to call in. I'm in a birthday party for real. I stepped outside. I'm on the porch because I wanted to call into the show. And I'm sorry because I've been on hold for a while, but I heard the thing about the kid, Dominique Walker, man. My condolences goes out to the family and the kid, man. There's way too much dying amongst our young folk in the country, especially in Cleveland. I don't think people really know, some of your listeners outside of the people that live in Cleveland might not truly know it's rough out here in the streets, man. It's rough out here, man.
Right, man. If you can, man, pass that information on to Oom so he'll know, you know, Mr. Controversy, he'll know exactly where he needs to direct all the goodies at, you know what I'm saying, so those proceeds can be donated to the family, you know?
No doubt, man. Much love.
That's what it is. Much love. That's a big brother, Green Eye Bandit. Valentino, those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? L Boogie, real quick, man, you know I love you, bro. That's how we get down for the get down. Good show tonight, man. To all the callers keeping the asylum hot, man, you know we appreciate y'all. We'll definitely get y'all in when we can. Tony, hey, baby girl, we saw you, you know, shout out to you. She called in, L Boogie. That's why Almighty couldn't hear me. I was checking the board out, man. But you know how I get down. Jewel, we'll see you on Friday, baby. You know, they won't see you, but I'll see you. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how we get it down. OG, the scorekeeper from the sports officials, you know what I'm saying? We see you. Everybody that checked in with us, Uncle Dumb, Big Al, my homeboy D. McGee down there in H-Town, I see you checking us out on the web. Keep us fly, you know what I'm saying? That's all we're trying to do. L. Bub, one more game, baby. Much love. Much love to the fam, too, you know? Birthday Thursday, boy! Can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a night.
All I want for my birthday is a Vibulika. You already know. My birthday Thursday is still Scorpio season. Man, shout out to my pops. His birthday was today. Man, shout out to my pops. 67 years old. A man, a soldier who I saw get shot 6 times. And he survived in a pool of blood. When I ran up on him, he had a bullet on his tongue. Another time, he got stabbed with a machete knife, and it looked like Kedgman Mother's guts hanging out. He survived that. That's the real Big Meeks, man. Go down on Huff Avenue and you ask about L. Meeks, man. 67 years old. Love you, Pops. Shout out to, and that's what you call a street veteran. Shout out to the veterans. Shout out once again to my man, Marty Pizak, Dominique Walker, my son, Dave Elmore Meeks. I see you, baby. Great game on Friday. Play for Benedictine. 10 tackles, a fumble recovery, and a sack. As a sophomore, they advance in the playoffs. Oh! Let's do it, bro. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Don't forget, this Friday, we freestyling. And we're going to get more into this NBA. NFL preview as usual. Talk about the NCAA basketball and preview of the NCAA football. For now, we got to get into our cell, man. Here come the wards. Yo, Ro, give us something to groove to before we get out of here. All I want for my birthday is a big booty skirt. Ooh, I can't wait. See you Friday. Love you, people. When you take it for a baller, better take it right.
It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Women getting they drink out. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the sun. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight. Well, trouble to get into. Check your girlfriends, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Or as Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your leg up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite? Well...